Okay, time to lighten the mood with the world's Jonathan Dyer. Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, Carol.
So, what do you have for us?
Well, I've got a joke. It's not my joke, and it comes from the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh.
That's a big deal, the Fringe Festival.
Oh, absolutely. It's billed as the biggest arts festival in the world. It happens every year. It takes up pretty much the month of August in Edinburgh. Try getting a hotel. There are thousands of shows. There's theatre, music, street performers. But comedy is really, really big, and some people just go for the comedy.
So this one joke, does the festival vote on a single best joke of the whole deal?
Absolutely. Each year, 10 comedy critics create a shortlist of jokes from shows that they've seen that they think are the funniest, and then the public gets to vote on that shortlist to come up with the funniest joke of the whole Fringe Festival.
Okay, drum roll. What is the funniest joke of this year's Fringe Festival?
Well, it comes from Swedish comedian Olaf Falafel. Can I say
Olaf
that again?
Olaf Falafel.
I'm laughing before I've even got to the joke. Let's get to the joke.
I keep randomly shouting out broccoli and cauliflower. I think I might have florette.
Oh, boy. Come on. Really?
It's puns. You know, Brits love their puns. We love our puns. We think they're punny.
But florets, it doesn't even completely rhyme with Tourette's.
I know, it doesn't matter. It's British humour. It's a little absurd. It's a little dry. And also, if it's a groaner, that doesn't matter.
It's kind of straying into dad joke territory, isn't it?
It kind of is, yeah. I mean, I think Brits like those jokes whereby you groan at it for a second, and then the humour gene kicks in, and you begin to laugh uncontrollably.
And I assume there's runners-up, or is there just one joke?
Oh, no. There's the shortlist, and there's 10 jokes on the shortlist in all. All these one-liners that you can read in 3 seconds. So can I get through as many as I'm allowed to by our producer? Okay, so this one at number 9, to be or not to be a horse rider. That is equestrian. And this one you kind of, I'll tell you the joke, you'll go, ah, for 3 seconds, then it's going to kick in. A cowboy asked me if I could help him round up 18 cows. I said, yes, of course. That's 20 cows.
You know, I immediately got that.
Well,
I'm proud to say.
You're better at numbers than most of my colleagues in the newsroom then.
The world's Jonathan Dyer.
Oh, I haven't finished yet. Someone stole my antidepressants. Whoever they are, I hope they're happy.